just to give you a quick overview of the tool Alfred, I'd like to go over some of the pros and cons of this program and basically explain what it is. So Alfred is an application for Mac computers, and like Spot, it's kind of like Spotlight, which is a quick search option on the Mac, but it's Alfred's further reaching, more intuitive, and it's definitely a more powerful tool than Spotlight. It's touted as the Siri for Mac. So some of the pros that I noticed with Alfred is that it's definitely a time saver. There are hotkeys and quick searches that you can do, and it's pretty quick access to a search engine that looks all over your computer in all of your files, but also can go into the internet and look at your files on the internet, and then also, you know, anything to do, any website that you indicate you wanted to search for something, it will do that for you. It's very easy to find information in a simple way, and it's seriously just two clicks of your keyboard away. Another thing that I noticed as a pro is that as a teacher, when planning a unit, you know, you can spend hours searching for the perfect resources, and I can definitely see Alfred helping with this. You know, you quickly search images of certain things, or audio files, or videos. I mean, the quick search option for Alfred seems like it would be a really big time saver for teachers. And I think during class, it would actually help quite a bit. You know, sometimes you need to show something quickly to the class, or you need to define a word really quickly, or somebody has a question that you don't know the answer to. Alfred's there for you to just quickly search without having to pull up a web page, type in your search options, and then scan through the results. So I think that's a really good help. It has an instant calculator that's super helpful if you have, if you're mathematically challenged as I am, that's great for grading, to do with percentages, anything like that when it comes to with grading. I also think that Alfred has potential to help with the mess of paperlessness. You know, as I'm going through this journey of going paperless, I think Alfred has a really good option for searching your Google Drive instantly. You just type in Drive and whatever you're looking for. It could be Drive, and then I could search Irene and anything that Irene has made for that week or that year will show up. So I think that's really awesome. Okay, so let's get into the cons. Some things that I noticed that are not necessarily terrible, but definitely not awesome about Alfred is that it doesn't have specific Costa Rica location services. It had a couple of Latin American countries listed, but when you search your country, really, Costa Rica was not there. And that's a very specific problem to me. Its setup is a bit complex. Like, it's not for the faint of heart. I think part of that is that there's so much that it can do that it's challenging. And really, it can do so much that it's overwhelming. Although, after learning about it, I noted how many times I could have used it in the week, and it surprised me. So I downloaded it thinking there were all these times that I could have used it. So anyway, even though it seems overwhelming, the use of it still is pretty beneficial. And I have the free version, and the paid version I know can do quite a lot, like even more than the free version. The paid version offers clipboard history, so basically anything you copy to your clipboard, it will save for however long you distinguish you want it to save, which is pretty awesome. I know that it has a workspaces option, but I'm not quite sure what the power of that option is, other than it's for opening particular links with hotkeys. And I think this is particular for web developers, which I don't think is really beneficial for me. However, if you could do a hotkey, like simply pressing Control J would open your gradebook, that would be pretty awesome. But I honestly don't know. And I don't know if I want to pay. I have to use it first to see how it goes before I invest in getting the pro version. So overall, the benefits seem pretty straightforward, pretty simple. The cons, I think, will iron themselves out as I practice with the tool. But I think it has a lot of potential for the classroom, and I'm really excited to use Alfred.